Amen.
If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. We'd started looking at this passage two Sundays ago. And then we had communion, so once again we will pick it up. The Bible sheds a lot of light on bad theology. Theology is a man-made product. Did you know that? Theology means the study of God. Scripture sheds a lot of light on man's study of God. Some of the things I'm going to do this morning and in this passage are going to shock you. What else is new with me? But that's how we learn. I will deliberately walk in, upset the crowd, because I know one thing. If I sat there and go, a boring sermon with three poems and pious platitudes, you'd go home and go, what did he say? But if I can go home and go, did you hear what that David said this morning? Learning, good or bad, learning is taking place. So I'm going to upset you this morning. We've looked at the book of Hebrews. Simply put, the book of Hebrews says that Christ and the new covenant is far superior to anything in the old. That the old is gone. The new is here. And because these people began to follow the new covenant, they got in trouble with people in the old covenant. The people of the old covenant began to persecute the people in the new covenant. And so the people of the new covenant decided maybe it's best if we retreat. Go back. Maybe just for a while. And of course the book of Hebrews is warning them, you can't go back. Those that go back to the old covenant reject what Jesus did on the cross, call God a liar, and they openly crucify Jesus again in public shame because they reject and think that Old Testament sacrifices can do anything. Old Testament sacrifices, bye-bye. Because that's what the book of Hebrews says. How can you call something the old covenant weak and useless and then revive them? You feel upset? Well, we're just beginning this morning. And what the writer is going to do is say something that is very simple, and something very simple, yet it is the most difficult thing to do. He says the cure for retreating is faith. Trust in what God has done and will do. He's telling these people, retreat is not the cure. Temporary hiding back at the old temple that is weak and useless ain't going to do it. It's staying faithful to Jesus. And he brings up, in chapter 6, the core person who is the greatest example of faith in the entire Old Testament. He brings up Abraham. And he says, do you see the life of Abraham? God made promises to Abraham, and Abraham trusted God for those promises. But I'm going to shock you this morning. Somebody read for me, where is Cheryl? Is your Bible open this morning, Cheryl? Hebrews 11:13. I want to shock you about the promises made to Abraham. I want to shock you. Hebrews 11:13. Read it, Cheryl. Okay, all these died in faith. Can anybody tell me in Hebrews chapter 11? You say, what about, now we're in chapter 6, Pastor Dave. Well, we've gone to Hebrews chapter 11. Who's all of these? Can anybody answer that if you look at your Bible and tell me who are all of these? No, it's all of these he's mentioned prior to this. So in chapter 11 up to verse 13, who are the saints that the writer of the book of Hebrews mentioned? Name them. Can you in Hebrews 11? Noah, Enoch, Abraham. So all of these, including Abraham, what does it say about the promises to Abraham? All of these what now? Cheryl, keep going. So, that's saying this. Abraham, according to this verse, has he obtained the promises that God gave him? Not all of them. Okay, let's talk about Abraham for a little bit. That is the example in the Old Testament of a great man of faith. He is the, as a matter of fact, that is the epitome. First of all, let's ask you a simple question. True or false? Abraham was Jewish. True or false? False. Abraham was a pagan Gentile. Somebody read for me Joshua 24:2. Cheryl, I haven't picked on you in a while. Joshua 24:2, Cheryl. What's it say about in Joshua 24:2? This is Joshua, who was Jewish, well, at least he was Hebrew, telling about his great-grandfather. What does it say? Joshua 24:2. Remember, I told you I was going to upset you. The Bible sheds a lot of light on bad theology. Abraham was not Jewish. Now, see how slow Cheryl is looking this up? You could be next if I pick on you. There it is. They lived in... How many have ever seen Kuwait? Ever heard of Kuwait? Abraham was from Kuwait. What is now modern-day Kuwait? He was a Gentile. Hello! Steve's looking at me like, I think I'm going to... He's going to declare... He's going to have the Likud party come at me for this. He was a Gentile. All right? True or false? Sarah was a Jew. True or false? False. She was a Gentile. Sarah was a Gentile. Am I shocking you? First of all, for those of you who are declaring this, where does the word Jew come from? Huh? Come on. Come on. You telling me people are Jews, but now define what a Jew is. Tell me what a Jew is. The Jew will tell me. Come on.
Says that from Abraham would come a great nation.
I'm not doubting that.
Nation is the Jewish nation.
There is where we may disagree a little bit, but what was the question that I asked? Now I forgot. The Jew is from the tribe of Judah. Are you from the tribe of Judah, Steve? Are you from the tribe of Judah? How do you know?
All the records are
destroyed. All the records are destroyed. I'll take your word for it. They had records. 70 AD, all the temple records were destroyed. Listen to me. Both Abraham and Sarah were Gentiles.
Where was Sarah from?
I think she was from the same area of... She was Kuwaiti. If I can use that term. Now, they came from Gentiles. What I'm saying is, it was the promise. What was Abraham's promise? We're going to look at that this morning. What did God promise Abraham? What? A son. Now they tried, Abraham tried, he married Hagar, and you know they weren't getting any children. Two Gentiles wanted to have a baby, they didn't have... What do they do today? They didn't have test tube babies. So they tried, God didn't give it, we're going to talk about this, the promises to Abraham. He made him wait, so Abraham says, forget this. So he says, how about Hagar? Sarah says, come on. Okay, so what they would do in those days, Just like surrogate parenthood, Abraham had a baby with Hagar. Right? And what was his name? All right, I have a question for you. Whose father was Ishmael? Whose mother? Was he Jewish? Well, his father was Abraham. You're telling me that Abraham was Jewish, some of you people. What makes somebody Hebrew is they have to be related to, they have to be the combined of Abraham and Sarah. Two Gentiles had a baby named Isaac. Isaac was the first of that promised line. See how the Bible sheds a lot of light on bad theology? Abraham was an idolater, pagan. So was his wife. What turned Abraham around? Begins with one word. Faith. All right, let's take a look at this. It says here, "For when God made the promise to Abraham..." Well, Pastor Dave, what is that? You just learned some shocking things. Abraham was Gentile. Sarah was Gentile. You can't produce a Jew through Ishmael, can you? And through Hagar, can you? So God made a promise to Abraham. And let's go there. Let's go there. Genesis. We're going to be here a little bit because I like to shake up the crowd, wake up the crowd. Genesis chapter 11. We're not going to be here too long. 11:27. Boy, when I'm done, you are going to be tossing, turning, and tumbling. Because the Bible sheds a lot of light on theology. Now, these are the records of the generation of Terah. Was Terah Jewish? Whose was his son? Terah became the father of... So how can you get from a Gentile a Jew? You can't. He came from Gentile stock. And it says, being the father of Abraham, Nahor, and Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father, Terah, in the land of what? That's Babylon. That's about as Gentile as you're going to get. Yes, no? Drop dead, Pastor Dave? And Abraham and Nahor took wives for themselves. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai. Was she Jewish? Where did he get that wife? Huh? From among the heathen, because he was a heathen. And his wife's name was Sarai. And the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. You don't name many kids Milcah today, do you? The daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Isaac. Sarah was barren. She had no child. Terah took Abraham, his son. So Abraham, you tell me, is Jewish, but his father wasn't? Come on. What I'm trying to tell you is, it had to be Isaac. Two Gentiles got together and it was through Isaac that the promise came. In order to enter the land of Canaan, they went as far as Haran, settled there. The days of Terah were 200 years and Terah died in Haran. Okay, chapter 12 is the promise to Abraham we want to look at too. Now, the Lord said to Abraham, was this a telegram, FedEx, UPS? Didn't say. I think it was a theophany of the Lord just stood right there and says, Abraham, you dirty stinking Gentile. How many of you are dirty stinking Gentiles this morning? Sure. I'm proud of it. Because my father Abraham, my spiritual father Abraham was a dirty stinking Gentile. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go forth from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house, to a land I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who curse you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. Boy, we are going to really shake you up this morning, or in the days to come. God said, go forth. And do you know what it says in the book of Hebrews? That when Abraham went forth, after he got the FedEx notice of moving, it says in Hebrews, when we get there, he didn't even know where he was going. Now that's a guy of faith. Here he is in Ur of the Chaldees, which would be like today, New York City. Well, have I insulted Ur of the Chaldees with that? Have I, Linda? He leaves everything and he heads toward, this would be like going from New York out west to Wyoming. This is the sticks. Okay, Abraham, quit living in a house. Get a tent. I know that the military has to live in tents. You like tents? I don't think I'd like a tent, especially on a cold day like this. Take a tent. Now get going. Where am I going, Lord? I'll tell you when you get there. How will I know they'll get there? Don't worry about it. Just get going. So the Gentile Abraham with his Gentile wife, Sarah, starts wandering. And what do you call someone who loses their citizenship or is not really native to a region? What do you call that?
Alien.
He was the original illegal alien. How do you like that? And God said, I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. Who's the you in context? Who's the you? Huh? Abraham. God's speaking to Abraham here. All right. The next time God appears to him. So Abraham went forth. He was at 75 in verse 4 of chapter that. Let's go to chapter 15. And after these things, the word of the Lord came, 15:1, to Abraham in a vision saying, don't be afraid, Abraham. I need a child. You promised me. How can I have a great nation without a child? It's been years since the original promise of chapter 12. What has God made Abraham do? Begins with a W. In, begins with an F. Faith. But he has a sit down with the Lord. And Abraham said, since you've given me no offspring, one born in my house is my heir. In other words, he's got to give it, you know, when Abraham died, he had to give it to a stranger because he had no heirs. Then the Lord came to him, this man shall not be heir, but one who shall come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir. Why wasn't Ishmael, he came forth from Abraham's body, why wasn't Ishmael? He wasn't related to. So you had to be a Hebrew, you had to be related to Abraham and in and of themselves, neither one of those two make up a Hebrew. It has to be both of them combined. The promised seed. And he took outside and the Lord told him, look at the stars. Anybody ever been out in Utah and seen the Milky Way? I've seen pictures of it. I haven't been there. It is beautiful. Think of all the stars. They say in the Milky Way, 400 billion stars in the Milky Way. 400 billion. Look toward the stars, and if you're able to count them, so shall your descendants be. Then there's the verse, 15:6. Then Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord accounted it to him as righteousness. When did he believe in the Lord? Prior to any law or the beginning of the Jewish nation. Abraham, as a Gentile, believed in the Lord. And the Lord accounted righteousness to him. That's the example that the Old Testament points to. He said, "Oh Lord, how shall I know that I will possess it?" And so they make it's a weird story. They took and cut up animals. Remember that? Well, that's how they made contracts in those days. Today, you'd go to a lawyer, he'd rob you of several thousand dollars. And then you'd make a legal document, they'd have a notary sign it, or whatever they do, yada, you'd sign it. In those days, the two people walked through a bunch of dead animals, and it meant this: if I don't fulfill my promise to you, then you can kill me like these animals are dead. Aren't you glad today with our lawyers, you can break a contract and nothing happens? But in those days, you break a contract, you die. So Abraham gets ready and God puts him to sleep and God walks through the animals saying, if I don't give you that heir, I'll die. Can God die? No. So a deep sleep. On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham saying, to your descendants I will give this land from the river of Egypt as far as the great river Euphrates, the Kenite, the Amorite, the Hittite, yada, yada. Look at 16:1. Now Sarai, Abraham's Gentile wife, bore him no children. Well, hey, to be physically a Jew, you've got to be related, what? To these two. Huh? So he has to wait. He has to wait until he's 100 years of age before he gets the promise. You know what God is saying when he points to Abraham? Those who follow Jesus have to trust and wait. That's what it's saying. Now let's go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians where Paul, who was Jewish, why? Paul could prove it. Why? He had his temple records that showed all of his genealogy from Abraham and Sarah all the way through. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. But you know, when the Lord gets hold of a man, marvelous things happen. And the guy that was a virulent law, first covenant person, says some wonderful thing to some Gentiles. Now, the writer of the book of Hebrews is saying, remember the promise God made to Abraham, that Gentile. You're to follow that promise. But look at what Paul... Now look, this is going to be the Bible, not Dave. I'll just read it. It's hard for me not to comment, but I'll just read it. So here we go. Here's what happened in Galatians. You say, well, you're going from Dan to Beersheba, Dave. Well, just hang on. In Galatians, Paul went into a bunch of dirty, stinking Gentiles. Hey, did you know that? All the Galatians were Gentile. Here's a Jewish man whom God got born again. And you know what happened when God got Paul, who was Saul, who wanted to kill the church because they were going about preaching this Jesus? God got a hold of him on the Damascus Road, called him to his ministry. And this guy, the Jew of Jews, the Pharisee of Pharisees, the fundamentalist of fundamentalists, ends up the pastor to dirty, stinking Gentiles. But what happens is, Some people who were still of the old group who believed in Jesus were coming into Galatia saying, you have to follow the old covenant to be a Jew. You want to be a follower of the Jewish Messiah, you get under the law and you get circumcised. You got to do what a good Jew has to do if you're going to follow the Jewish Messiah. So law, circumcision, Sabbath, they began to put them under the law. Now, you know in Hebrews, the law, the old covenant was, what did they call it this morning? Weekend. Paul knew this. When did Abraham become a believer? Did he become a believer by keeping law? He was a Gentile. How did that Gentile become a believer? That's what Paul's talking about here. So he reminds them and he says this, who has bewitched you, you bunch of dirty, stinking Gentiles? Did you receive? Oh, 3:5, sorry. Thank you. Remember now, I challenge you to look at the Word of God. Forget, if you're disagreeing with Pastor Dave, please use the Word of God. Look at it. Here it goes. He says to you, dirty, stinking Gentiles, how dare you go to the law? Did Abraham receive the promise in law or by faith when he was a Gentile? By faith. Who has bewitched you? Did you receive the Spirit by the law? You can't, because the old covenant didn't include the Spirit. Or by the hearing with faith. Even so, Abraham what? Believed God. Now that's what we just quoted in 15:6. Abraham received these things in 15:6. But listen, there's something even more rich here. Look what it says. Therefore be sure that it is of faith who are... Therefore be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the what? What did it just say? Guess who your father is if you've trusted Jesus? Can anybody outside of faith be a son of Abraham? Therefore, anybody that doesn't believe in Jesus, if they're not believing in Jesus, are they a son of Abraham? Now, you better look at what the Bible says. I know what some preachers have taught. Isn't that what Paul said? The Scripture foreseeing that God would justify what? The Gentiles by faith preached the gospel to Abraham saying, all the nations will be blessed in you. How many? That's why this Jewish man could go love Gentile people. Because he knew the promises of God. Listen to me. You'll know God has transformed you when those whom you can't love, those dirty, stinking, whatever. I have a problem with Englishmen. Can't stand English theologians. Oh! And I'm partly English. But God has to give you a love for people. And that Jewish man loved those Gentiles. And look what it says. So then those who are of faith are blessed with what? Are you of faith? Now wait, it gets better. For as is under, verse 10, for as many as are under the works of the law are under a... For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not do it all. So if you want to be an old covenant Christian, you got to do it all. There is no such thing as an old covenant Christian, really. Now that no one is justified by the law, the old covenant before the Lord is evident, because the righteous live by faith. However, the law is not of faith. On the contrary, he who practices the law has to live by it. Christ redeemed us, what? Having become a curse for us. Now look what verse 14. I want you to look at verse 14. In order that in Christ Jesus, the what? The blessing of Abraham might come to thee, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through what? Now look what he goes on to say in verse 16. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say in the Old Testament seeds. He said the singular in the Old Testament, seed. Referring to one, and to your seed that is Christ. Therefore, listen to me. Everyone who is in Jesus Christ, who has trusted Jesus, is the seed promised to Abraham. You mean God said in the book of Genesis, look at all the stars and you will see I'll give you that many children? That you're here this morning is a fulfillment of that promise. that the blessings of Abraham... What were the blessings of Abraham? Do you remember? We just read it. Tell me what the blessing of Abraham was. Where was it found? Somebody read. Cheryl, I got to pick on you. Genesis 12. What is the blessings that he pronounced? What is the blessing? Read the blessing of it, that God blessed Abraham because of his faith. Read that, 12:2 and following.
And I will make you a great nation.
Hey! God's fulfilling his promise. And I go, keep going.
And I will bless you and make your name
Now it said the Gentiles have received the blessing of Abraham in faith. Guess what? Don't curse the church. You go against God's people. No wonder God said to Saul the Jew, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Because in Christ, those were his people. Remember we talked about that? Keep going. What's it say? All right. That's good. Here, let's go on now. Galatians chapter 3, verse 25. But now that faith has come, we are not under the law, the tutor. For 26, somebody, y'all, you know why Paul was from the south? That's where the Southerners got you all. Do you know that they were so saturated in Scripture that y'all came from? Paul kept saying, y'all, you all, you all, you all. And they got y'all because they were saturated with Scripture. That doesn't mean that all of them kept the Word of God. But they, every week, read the Word of God in church and as weekly readers. And that's where y'all comes from. It is true. For you are all. Wait, does all mean all here? Cheryl, you get on me for that one. I think... Valerie got on me for that one. For you all. Who's he talking to? Who's he talking to in this book? Gentile believers. You, all you Gentile believers are what? What? The Egyptian. This nice man over there. In Jesus Christ, by faith, you're a son of Abraham. Doesn't matter. It's in faith, in the seed, in Christ, Paul says, by faith. When you're in Christ, all the promises of Abraham become yours. Because they were made to Christ, the seed. Singular. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. Now, he says in verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek. How dare me call you dirty, stinking Gentiles? There isn't such a thing. How dare me call Steve Jewish and Earl Jewish? There isn't such a thing. All of that has been abrogated. For they're neither bond nor free, male nor female. You are all one in what? And if you belong to Christ, then you are what? Did you know that? It's in Christ that all this is done. So our Father, Abraham, and the promises to Abraham, in Christ, by faith, are ours. Because it can only be in faith in Jesus, Messiah, that these promises are possible. Didn't Paul say that, or did I make that up? Fight me. I shocked you this morning, didn't I? The Bible is shocking. And he says to those in verse 21 of chapter 4, tell me, all of you want to be under the law. For it is written, Verse 22 of chapter 4 of Galatians. Abraham had two sons, one by the bondwoman and one by the free woman. But the son by the bondwoman, who was that? Ishmael, yes? Now look at what Paul is saying. Abraham had two sons, one by the bondwoman, Hagar, who produced Ishmael. Was Ishmael Jewish? God wouldn't accept it. How do you become Jewish? You have to be related to Abraham through Sarah to be a physical Jew. But he had two sons. This is allegorically an illustration of two covenants. One proceeding from Mount Sinai, bearing children who are to be slaves. She is Hagar. Okay, who are the children at Mount Sinai? No, who are the children at Mount Sinai? Jews who rejected Jesus, who kept the law and did not accept the Jewish Messiah. He says, this is an allegory. Compare those who reject Jesus who are Jews. They're of the bond person. Now this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present what? Well, who's in Jerusalem at that time? Huh? Who's in Jerusalem when Paul writes this? Huh? Physical Jews who have rejected the Jewish Messiah. Paul says, you take Jerusalem today, they're like Ishmael because they've rejected their Messiah. For she is in slavery with her children, but the Jerusalem from above is free. She is our mother. And you, brethren, verse 28, like Isaac, are the children of promise. Boy, doesn't the Bible shed a lot of light on theology? So, Abraham was a Gentile. Sarah was a Gentile to become a physical Jew. Both of those had to have an heir. But look what it said now in verse 28. But you, brethren, like Isaac, are what? So Isaac is a child of promise, and guess what? You is a child of promise, just like Isaac. That's what Paul says, not me. And if someone wants to follow Jerusalem and believe in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and not adopt the New, who does he say they are like? Ishmael and Hagar. Question for you. Who are the true children of Abraham? One word. Believers in Jesus. And if you don't follow Jesus, and you want to stay with the Old Covenant and the Old Law, you ain't going to make it. And that's the great promise to Abraham and that the writer to the book of Hebrews brings up. And few people pay attention to what the Word of God says. Instead, they will quote you certain theologians. Theology is a man-made product. Let's stick to what the Word of God says. Now let's go back to Hebrews before we quit. Hebrews chapter 11. No, chapter 6, excuse me. What's the cure for their retreat? Imitate the great men of old, especially Abraham. For when God made the promise to Abraham, Abraham had to inherit it through faith and patience. That's the hard... Okay, that's the very simple principle, live by faith. That's so simple anybody can understand it. Something simple is so hard. Do you know how long God had to make Abraham wait? As a matter of fact, we read in Hebrews that even today... Oh, I'll close with this one, Hebrews 11. That's why I love the book of Hebrews. It sheds a lot of light on theology. Hebrews 11 says this. He goes through all of the Old Testament saints, and in Hebrews 11:40 he says this, 39, excuse me, all these gained approval through their faith. What gains God's approval? Did not receive what was promised. Those Old Testament saints didn't receive the promise. Guess what? Why didn't they receive the promise? Because God has provided something better for us so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. You know what's going to make Abraham perfect? Complete? All of his Gentile family is going to be grafted in by faith, because we're the seed of promise. Just God's fulfilling His Word today. As this church grows, God is fulfilling His Word to raise up a kingdom of priests, a mighty nation to God. So Abraham becomes the key here to all of this. Anyway, we'll continue on with this. This is a very strategic passage of teaching.